You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That our simcha is depreciated at the time after the month of Av, because it's month of mourning. So when Adar starts, we have to increase our simcha. Gemara says, Av, when it starts, we are mema'et v'simcha. Then when the Adar starts, we marbe v'simcha. We decrease and we add to our happiness. So now the question is asked, why we need to know what we do in Av? What's the point? So if we are informed that we have to be happy in Adar, it's not good enough. It's good enough. Right. So now here, there's a very beautiful message, and it is that when Av starts, obviously we have the time that was very unfortunate, very painful. So we have the custom, such as we don't eat meat, we don't drink wine, so on. So now, if you notice that somebody, in month of Av, all of a sudden, he has a shish kebab on his table. So what are you doing? What are you doing? It's Av. No? So now you cannot do this right now. So now in the same aspect, when Adar starts, if you see somebody is not happy, exactly the same thing. So what are you doing? It's Adar, you have to be happy. So that's why the Gemara teaches us to know what to do on Adar, you have to have the same attitude as Chodesh, month of Av, the same way that is very strange to you. Somebody is eating meat. Cannot be. So the same way when Adar starts, if you see somebody, it's the same, don't see no spirit, no joy, no bigger smile, you have to go to him. It's Adar. So now here, the Gemara says, when the Adar enters, you have to add to your happiness. What is it, enter? Mishen nichnas, no? You should say, when the Adar starts. What is it, nichnas? Nichnas means?
Enter.
Yeah, enters, injects. What is that supposed to mean? So now here, the term Adar, we have many places in Tanakh, such as Adir Bamarom, Maim Adirim, we sing as Yashir. So what does Adir mean? Adir means? Mighty, right? Maim Adirim, Adir Bamarom, right? So here we learn when the Gemara tells us Mishen Nichnas Adar, that means if Yehudi would permit that his extra strength will show up, will come out, then obviously he'll be happy. So that's why he says, when the Adar enters. What does it mean? That when you believe you're strong, so you'll be happy. But if you feel you're weak, and the circumstances are much greater than you, and breaks you, shatters you, so obviously you're not going to be happy. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say when the Adar starts. It says when the Adar enters. So that means your system, if he accepts, I'm strong, I'm not going to be let the circumstances shatters me. So then you'll be happy. So that means there's a very interesting quote here. Strong people, they're always happy. Weak people, they're always down, upset, and worried. So that means if you like to find out if you are strong or weak, that means if you see you are happy, so that means you are strong. But if you're not happy, that means you are weak. So it's very simple. So that means you have to work on and your way of thinking, how you analyze the matter in your life. For example, happened to be somebody had a problem. So he went to the doctor. So the doctor asked him, what's the problem? He said, you know, doctor, I talked to myself. He said, no, that's common. It's not a problem. I even talked to myself too. So the man told the doctor, doctor, when you talk to yourself, at least you're talking to the doctor. But when... But when I talk to myself, I'm just a simple person. So now here, the question is, who are you talking to? How do you value yourself? Who are you? And that's what this month is all about. That you have to see how much value you give yourself. And that's the whole key, the tip to be happy or not. If you feel you're a simple person and you know you don't have too much tools, you know, it's the end of the Chassid Shalom the world, there's nothing to rely on. So obviously, then you cannot hold a strap. But if you give yourself some value, you give yourself some importance, so then you don't let, you know, the circumstances, Chassid Shalom, rule over you. And you have to keep reminding yourself, oh, I'm a doctor. What do you mean? But here, it's a very, very beautiful point. Mi she'nichnas adar. That means the strength that is hidden inside, you have to bring it out. You have to let it come in. Nichnas. And then, marvim v'simcha. Then, you don't see people, you know, they invited to the wedding. You don't see they go to the corner and cry. Huh? It's a wedding, wedding time. Wedding time. And that's what exactly it is. We're training in such a great month. Why? Because we had value, we had importance. That's why we're celebrating such a special day. If we didn't have such an importance to the eyes of Hashem, if Hashem would not value us, would He save us? No, so that's the whole celebration is all about. And the problem here is you keep forgetting. Why? Because your reviewing of the matter is not in the right place. You're reviewing matters that you're not supposed to. You have to search what can bring you up, can make you happy, can give you importance. Not the things that, God forbid, you know, you went wrong, you know, it was a failure. And you know, it's a very sad thing. People remember the disastrous matters 30 years ago. It's still the back of their head. And they still remember it. And how can you lift yourself up? And you have to learn how to push the delete button. And that's what this month is all about. And the point out here is, you know, people, they lose their value. Why? Because they feel if they are given the attention, the respect, so, oh, I have a value. But if they're ignored, if they're not given the importance, they feel they're nothing. And what's their nickname? What's their nickname? Such a mentality. What do you call him? No, what's the nickname? They have a nickname. What is it? No, they call it a light bulb. Look at this. See, you go over there, press the switch. What happens to it?
Goes out.
Goes out. When you press it, goes out. They're exactly like a light bulb. If somebody gives them respect, give them value, they light up. But if somebody press on them and turn them off, then there's no light. But you're not a light bulb. You're a Yehudi. And that's what exactly the mentality is all about. That means they are affected how people treat them. But you're not a light bulb. You have to give lights all the time. It's 24/7 light you have to give. And that's how people become down. They become depressed and they're not happy and they become hopeless. Why? Because they feel, you know, I don't worth anything. I have no value. Why? Because they feel if people give them respect, give them value, and it could be very close people that they deal with, then they crash. They crash. And that's what exactly this month is all about. Shenichnas Adar. You have to inject yourself adirut, hope, strength, look forward, and then marbim besimcha. And you have to keep reminding yourself. Hashem is like, you know, that we'll be able to give light constantly. And that Hashem is here, Yeshuot, b'salot tovot, chodesh.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.